This program brought to you by Guns80.com, America's finest provider of 80% AR-15 rifles. Go to Guns80.com now. That's Guns80.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host today. Joining us in the next segment is Thomas Drake, NSA whistleblower. He is the fourth person to have been charged under the 1917 Espionage Act. This is something that, as Bloomberg points out, since 2009, President Obama has charged nine people under the 1917 Espionage Act with passing classified information to media outlets. This is something that was never done before. There were only two people prior to that. The first person to be charged in that way, of course, is Daniel Ellsberg with the Pentagon Papers. The Nixon administration went after him. When this was passed in 1917, Woodrow Wilson said, this is going to go after naturalized citizens. In other words, this is not for you, Americans. Don't be worried about this. We're going to get involved in foreign wars for the first time, and we're going to pass all kinds of censorship rules. But this is not for you. This is for naturalized citizens, he said, who have poured the poison of disloyalty into the very arteries of our national life. But, of course, that's not the way it's being used now. It was rarely used to go after alleged leakers of classified information until 1973 when they went after Daniel Ellsberg. Prior to that, they had, in the war, in the time after World War I, they had gone after people who had passed information to foreign powers, people who were spies. In 1917, however, it was a little bit different. Shortly after they passed this Espionage Act, they used it against Eugene Debs. He was the person who was a five-time presidential candidate for the Socialist Party. A lot of people talk about that, how because he was opposing the war, he was targeted. He was sentenced to 10 years in prison. He served 5 years before his sentence was commuted. But I want to talk to you about the second person who was charged under the Espionage Act. This is a man, Robert Goldstein. He produced a film. That's what he was charged under the Espionage Act of Woodrow Wilson for. The film was The Spirit of 76. It was done in 1917. It was about the American Revolutionary War. It was a silent film. He would later go to prison for making this silent film. Let me tell you why. Woodrow Wilson had a lot of pushback against being involved in foreign wars. We now have an American empire that is doing one undeclared war after the other. We have multiple wars going on at the same time. They're pushing so hard to try to start a war with Russia that even Henry Kissinger is pushing back against this. He's a globalist. He's a long-term globalist, but he doesn't want to see even that. So even Henry Kissinger is pushing back against what they are currently doing right now. It is absolute madness. But in 1917, Woodrow Wilson was trying to convince the American people to break with a longstanding American tradition of avoiding foreign entanglements. So he was very sensitive to anything that would undermine what he perceived to be the rah-rah patriotism of the war. This film, 76, Spirit of 76, premiered in Chicago in May of 1917, just 1 month after the U.S. entered World War I on the side of Britain. The head of the Chicago Police Censorship Board, and get this guy's name, Metallus Lucullus Cicero Funkhauser. That's excellent. But more importantly, the fact that there's a Chicago Police Censorship Board. They confiscated the film at the behest of the Justice Department on grounds that it generated hostility towards Britain, who were our allies at the time. Goldstein trimmed the offending scenes, and he received federal approval to continue the Chicago run. And the offending scenes were things showing British soldiers bayoneting babies, things that largely fictional, although there were a couple of real massacres that were depicted in the film. Nevertheless, it was over-the-top fiction in the film. And Woodrow Wilson thought that it would turn people against our British allies. So he excised that in Chicago, but when they premiered the film in L.A. a few months later, the deleted scenes were then restored. After an investigation, the government concluded that Goldstein's actions constituted, quote, abating and abetting the German army. They seized the film. They sentenced him to 10 years in jail, a $5,000 fine. Understand, that'd be about $500,000 today. And he couldn't claim the First Amendment because the Supreme Court had ruled in 1915 that movies didn't fall under First Amendment protection. Interesting, isn't it? They overruled that in 1952, another illustration of how we cannot trust the Supreme Court to be honest about the Constitution. But Thomas Drake is honest about the Constitution. He'll be joining us right now.
Who's among the worst at keeping your data private? The Electronic Frontier Foundation Privacy Report says it's AT&T. AT&T customers need to know this when calling the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line at 1-605-562-9000. Big Brother is listening. No apps, no data, no internet needed, and no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes. Call the Alex Jones 24/7 Listen Line on any phone, but please don't use AT&T. For everyone else, bookmark Alex Jones Listen Line number today, 1-605-562-9000. That's 1-605-562-9000.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. Reputation.com can protect your good name. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. Call 800-839-5936. 800-839-5936.
We are on the march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, your host. Joining us now is Thomas Drake, one of the NSA whistleblowers that went public about the dragnet surveillance and the way that the NSA was ignoring the law, ignoring the Constitution after September 11th. I want to introduce Mr. Drake, but before I do, I want to let you know that Supermail Vitality is back in stock. We've been sold out for weeks. You can now get that at InfoWarsLife.com. We're now taking orders on this emergency shipment. We have hundreds of five-star reviews there. You can take a look at those reviews at InfoWarsLife.com. We also have Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. Over 400 reviews on InfoWarsLife.com on Nascent Iodine. 99% of the respondents would recommend this to a friend or family member. Go to InfoWarsLife.com, take a look at those reviews, and you can get both Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine and Supermail Vitality back in stock at InfoWarsLife.com. Now, joining us now is Thomas Drake. Mr. Drake is a whistleblower who has dedicated his life to safeguarding his country. He's a 10-year veteran of the Air Force. He specialized in intelligence. He served as a CIA analyst and a contractor for the National Security Agency, the NSA, for 12 years before joining full-time in 2001. And actually, it was on September 11th was his very first day there, unlike Chris Christie, who says that he joined on September 11th. We'll talk about that. When Drake saw mass waste and abuse at the and billions of dollars being spent on Operation Stellar Wind, he took his concerns to superiors in the NSA. He tried to go through channels. He was stonewalled by his superiors in the NSA. Nothing happened with the congressional reviews. After a while, he thought that the public had a right to know. So he took this to a Baltimore Sun reporter. He made legal disclosures of unclassified information. She wrote a series of award-winning articles that exposed the billion-dollar boondoggle at the NSA. Then the Empire struck back. We saw a reprisal. Drake was ratcheted up to the maximum criminal prosecution they could get under the Espionage Act of 1917. The government conducted an armed raid of his home. They interrogated him for hours, confiscated his personal notes and computers, threatened him with spending the rest of his natural life behind bars. They charged him, of course, with retention of classified material, not disclosure, not passing it to someone else. And so we're going to talk to him about the parallels in what they accused him of and what it appears that Hillary Clinton has done. But before we do that, welcome, Mr. Drake.
Thanks for having me.
I really appreciate you coming on. You're one of my heroes. I can't say that enough. Someone who put their life on the line because you understood really what was at stake. For many years, you watched the Stasi operating in East Germany, just like William Binney did. You were very concerned about where we're headed. And I look at this, and there's so many Americans don't really see the danger in what is going on and how we're slipping into this dark surveillance state. What can you tell us about what you saw with the East Germans, with Stasi and state, and what you're concerned about happening here in America? What are the dangers? What is it going to be like for Americans?
Well, the danger is we don't learn the dark lessons of our own past, and you know that's rather recent history. How easy it is to drift into dystopia, and you know, let others take over and take charge. And you know that was a police state. It reigned with fear. It kept enormous records on essentially the entire population, as well as many other people outside of East Germany. I didn't spend all those years, you know, listening in on the communications of East Germany without it affecting me in terms of what it meant for history. And I just never imagined that I'd find myself, you know, shortly after 9/11, discovering that the United States had sort of borrowed the playbook, as it were, from the Stasi. And under the cover of 9/11, which is, you know, an enormous failure, although some would say it was, you know, never let a crisis go to waste, in the infamous words of Rahm Emanuel, former chief of staff for Obama. Never let the crisis go to waste. And so they ended up suspending the Constitution. And part of suspending the Constitution is the actions they took in the deepest of secrecy that I ended up finding out about. And it was Pandora's box opening up. And when you're staring into Pandora's box, the deep abyss stares back at you, and you have that choice, your own moral agency as to what you do. You could attempt to close the box and the lid on the box and act as if nothing happened, or do you actually take action? And I had taken an oath for the fourth time to support and defend the Constitution, you know, a piece of paper, but it's the fundamental principles in terms of how we govern ourselves. And I would not break faith with that oath. I would not.
And you had a very comfortable existence. You had a family. I read that you had a young son who was sick at the time. I mean, you're looking at this, and you've got to make some hard decisions. You're doing this in secret. As I was pointing out before, in parallel to the heroes who took down the gunman on the French train, they said they were acting on instinct. And, of course, they see this guy's going to shoot them, going to shoot everybody if they don't do something. But you're in an environment where it's very easy to just take the easy way out, to rationalize that this is what the people in authority want, and so I should do as I'm ordered. You've got to be feeling those kinds of pressures to rationalize that. I think there's a lot of people that don't see the long-term view of what's going to happen with this. It's very easy for people to rationalize that and to say, I want to stay comfortable. I want to take care of my family. I'll just obey the government. I'll be a good citizen. I'll be very quiet.
Right, but citizens have a fundamental responsibility.
Yes.
They really do. And if you don't, guess what? Don't be surprised at others who are more than willing to abscond with power and then end up having power over you. History's not kind when it comes to power exercised abusively over others. We've just seen way too much in human history. It's sometimes challenging, even for me, even today, not to get too cynical about all this. On the other hand, you know, that arc of history does bend toward justice. And though it may be uneven and it may divert and may take tangents at time, it does bend. And there I was. I mean, that was a moment of truth for me, frankly. And it's, you know, it's what I've shared. I realize I serve as inspiration for others. I realize I was able to hold off the government. I realized I did not end up in prison for all that they attempted to do with me over a number of years to punish me so severely for literally speaking truth to power. But those are choices that are made. And, you know, I'm standing up in the public interest and for history. You know, you're an eyewitness to secret history, recognizing those choices that were made by the highest levels of our government, up to and including the White House, would have enormous downstream strategic consequences.
You know, when I look at you and I look at the other whistleblowers like Jocelyn Radick, who was a whistleblower herself and wound up defending you and others, John Kiriakou, William Binney, I haven't had the pleasure of talking to Jocelyn Radick or John Kiriakou, but I have had the pleasure of talking to William Binney. And I think many of us on the outside, when we look at the dragnet surveillance of the NSA, when we look at the retaliation against Jew and the fact that they never do anything to come after the people who are committing the crimes, so the crimes are exposed by whistleblowers like you. Instead, they retaliate against Jew. So we look at that and many of us on the outside say, well, you know, this is just a nest of snakes. But when I see you and I see William Binney and I talk to you, I understand that there are some good people on the inside. And that is one of the things that it gives me hope. It really does give me hope to see principled people like you, principled people like William Binney. I wanted to get your reaction to this, Mr. Drake. There was something that was revealed in the Snowden leaks. It was put up on The Intercept. It was a document asking, are you the Socrates of the National Security Agency? I don't know if you saw this article or not, but it was something that they had floated around internally. They wanted people to look at this and to make a case for mass surveillance, for the government watching everyone. And this individual, it reminded me of the Stasi situation in East Germany, where everybody was spying on everyone else. Everyone was paranoid and concerned that we're being watched. And one of the things that he says, that one of the many thoughts that continually went through my mind, and this is an NSA employee, was that if I had to reveal part of my personal life to my employer, I'd really rather reveal it all, because partial revelation might lead to misunderstanding. And so he says he embraced total surveillance of him because he thought it would exonerate him. That's an amazing. I want to get your reaction to that, because it sounds to me like Norman Bates in the basement of the police station after they caught him. Stay with us. We'll be right back with Thomas Drake, an NSA whistleblower.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC. .com.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up the 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue, I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter my fish oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we have with us Thomas Drake, an NSA whistleblower. I want to go through the chronology of what happened with him, as he was one of the few people in our country to be charged under the Espionage Act for allegedly mishandling classified information, something that Hillary Clinton is notably not being charged for. But before we do, I wanted to ask Mr. Drake. I came across this thing, as we were talking about before we went to the break. This is a document that came out of the Snowden leaks reported in The Intercept. And I want to read you this quote of what this NSA employee said. He said he was concerned that if people knew only a few things about him, he might seem suspicious. But if people knew everything about him, they would see that they had nothing to fear from him. He said, this is the attitude I have brought to SIGINT work since then. I mean, I look at that, and is that the attitude you saw at the in East Germany under the Stasi? Is that a mindset that you saw at the NSA?
Well, it's certainly those that serve the secrecy system, the secrecy regime. I mean, this is where national security, I have to remember, is like, as I call it, the state religion, and you don't question it. It is your authority. And when you're subject to it and serving it, then you confess all there is. You give up your sovereignty to the state. And that's precisely how the Stasi operated. Remember, they were the sword and the shield of the state. They were not operating the best interests of people. In fact, people were considered to be threats. Anybody was suspicious, including people even within their own system.
Yeah, that was one of the things we saw with Chris Christie in the back and forth with Rand Paul. He said, well, of course we have to do dragnet surveillance on everybody. Otherwise, how will we know who we have to come after? I mean, everybody is guilty. They have to prove their innocence. They have to vet themselves. And that's the attitude we see from this guy inside the NSA. And that's the attitude of people like Chris Christie and those who prosecute this dragnet surveillance, isn't it?
That's why this has far less to do with, terrorism, which has been the cover and color for all of this as the excuse, and it's far more about social control. Mass surveillance is about social control.
Yes, it's absolutely. That
simple. I don't have to elaborate. I don't have to get into philosophical discussions about it. That's precisely what it is.
Absolutely. I also have some questions here. People who have on Twitter using the hashtag AskDrake, they've given us some questions, so I want to go over some of those as well. But first, let's lay out what happened in your particular case. So you began at the NSA. You've had an intelligence background within the Air Force. You've also worked with them off and on. But you began work, your actual first day that you report is September 11th, 2001, as that is all happening. Tell us what you were brought in to do and what you saw there.
Well, in some ways, I was, an accidental hire. However, the Congress in particular, the key stakeholder overseeing NSA, had been grown very, very concerned over the intervening years, particularly in the post-Cold War era, about NSA's viability, its ability to remain relevant. And it was increasingly having difficulty keeping up with the challenges of the digital age and Internet. And so they put a lot of pressure on NSA, and NSA, very reluctantly and digging in their heels, went ahead and decided to hire people from the outside, and that's meaning people that were not brought up there, were not promoted to the senior ranks from within inside their own system. And I was one of about a dozen people that were hired in over about a 6-month or so period just prior to 9/11. And I was hired in as a senior change leader. That was actually my first title. And I reported to the number three person.
Wow.
And 9/11 was my first day. I was about 10,000 people in terms of the Signals Intelligence Directorate. It's the offensive side of NSA. And I was to get to know the ropes, follow the Signals Intelligence Director around, make recommendations, help NSA move into the 21st century. There have been a number of failures. There have been a number of studies that they were falling behind. And increasingly, the choices they were making was to simply marry themselves to the military-industrial complex and spend billions and billions of dollars to buy the solution instead of taking the very best of American ingenuity and innovation, you know, necessity being the mother of invention, very, very low-cost programs that has super high impact, and put that very best into the fight.
And, of course, that low-cost, very effective program was the one that William Binney had done called Thin Thread. It essentially didn't make the haystack bigger, so it was harder to find the needles. It actually helped you to find the needles. But they passed that over for a program that was done outside. And that was Michael Hayden's decision. Is that correct?
Well, that was a fundamental choice. It was a buy versus make decision he made in spring of 2000. It was about a year and a half before 9/11. He just said, hey, you know, I'm just going to spend billions with the military intelligence congressional complex, as I put it. Mm-hmm. As Bill Binney says, the happiness management complex, and just spend, and that's, it was an extraordinary amount of money. And so people are, you know, belling up to the Trailblazer bar. Trailblazer was the main flywheel contract that NSA was going to use to catapult itself to the 21st century. It really became a funding vehicle for all kinds of contractors. It never did deliver. It actually died in 2006.
But, of course, it involved a lot of companies like IBM, SAIC, Boeing, CSC. They made billions off of this, right?
But this, I mean, as I said, 9/11 became a profit center for any number of companies. I mean, this mm-hmm. goes all the way back. This is something Eisenhower, interesting enough, actually warned the nation about during his farewell address, which was largely ignored at the time, but it's become one of those points in history in terms of a warning to the nation, because he realized that what he had unleashed from the 50s would probably have negative consequences going forward, that in essence you would be beholden to secret power and vast amounts of money to be operating not in the public interest but operating in its own political and self-interest.
Absolutely. So,
and power protects itself. I mean, this yeah. is one of the simple things that I tell people. You have to remember, this kind of power, especially secret power, especially power involving military, especially power involving intelligence itself, you know, information is power. And when you can control that, when you can make money off of it, when you can sell it with yourself and to others, well, then you know, it's very heady. Mm-hmm. And so you want to protect that power.
Not too many people can come around that without being corrupted and sucked into that.
That's where Lord Acton, power does tend to corrupt. It doesn't mean it will corrupt, but it tends to.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Okay, so I want to talk a little bit about, I want to talk about 9/11, but before we do, I want to finish this chronology. When you're there, key things then that you're blowing the whistle about eventually are this massive, wasteful program that is also ineffective. I guess when we look at this, when we talk about a lot of medical issues, we always look about safety and efficacy, right? Is this medicine going to kill me? That's why we have the Constitution, trying to keep the government from killing us. And then we look at it, is it going to be effective to try to get the bad things, to get the bad guys, okay, get the disease? And so you were showing that this was, you were concerned that it was violating the Constitution, that it was ineffective, that it was a massive boondoggle. So in 2004, is that about right? You go to internal channels to try to get something done about that?
Actually, I started much sooner. I was actually blowing the whistle with my immediate supervisor, the number three person, the Signals Intelligence Director, within just weeks of 9/11.
Oh, okay. That's right. Yeah. I'm looking at my notes. In 2004, that's when the Inspector General produced their final report. So that was after quite a bit of that had gone on. We're talking to Thomas Drake, NSA whistleblower. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Oh. Most of the InfoWars radio listening audience is aware of the high-quality, affordable firearms available that are made right here in America at HDFirearms.com. One of the most exciting things about HDFirearms.com is the ability to upgrade your AR-15 platform today. They call it their low-profile platform, PVX Muzzle Brakes, proven to help control muzzle rise. 6061 billet material with Type 3 hard coating. Bolt carrier group for 308 and 556 ARs. Custom Kydex holsters, ideal for concealed carry with .080 thick Kydex to ensure durability. Most competitors' material use .060. Configure yours today at HDFirearms.com. And my favorite, single-stage trigger, a home run upgrade for your AR-15 and AR-10 platforms. Find out more at HDFirearms.com today or call 770-485-7015. That's HDFirearms.com or call 770-485-7015.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond Osteo FX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order. Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. Rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Welcome back to The Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to NSA whistleblower Thomas Drake. We were just talking about how, as he began working at the NSA, his first day was September 11th, 2001, he noticed that things had immediately changed. The rules of the game had changed. Mr. Drake, talk to us about how things had changed with the FISA court, for example.
Well, that was just one of a number of secret orders that were issued from the White House, as well as the other command authorities underneath the White House and the executive branch of the government. I don't think people yet fully appreciate precisely what 9/11 triggered. I said that, for all intents and purposes, 9/11 was the trigger in which the government in secret suspended the Constitution, and we've been operating under emergency powers ever since. Every time I say that, people just stare at me. Most people still stare at me in disbelief. They just can't imagine that happened. But that's effectively what did happen.
Yes.
And that's precisely what I confronted. One of the things they just tossed overboard and threw aside was the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, the secret court that was actually created in 1978 because under the Carter administration, because of severe abuses of executive power against Americans in violation of the Constitution in the previous decades.
And of course, you and I are about the same age. We grew up watching the situation with Richard Nixon. We grew up watching the Church Committee hearings, the Pike Committee hearings, brought to the public's attention for the first time, even the existence of the NSA. They've been secretly created by an executive order by President Truman. And when Pike asked the NSA director to show the charter that was created by executive order, he refused. Pike was absolutely amazed. He said, "We're giving you billions of dollars of funding here, and you won't even show us the charter that presumes to authorize you?" I mean, that's the way the NSA began, isn't it?
That was no such agency. Never say anything.
Exactly.
I mean, for all of its prowess, and there's a lot of history that has still yet to be written. You know, it was an intelligence agency. It was a military intelligence agency. It wasn't formed by Congress. There was no legislation. There was no bill signed into law by the president. It was literally the stroke of a secret pen in 1952. And people just don't fully appreciate what that means and how easy is it to abuse that power. And, you know, that came to a head in the 70s. That's why for me, you know, I grew up as a very young teenager during the 70s, and I remember all of those abuses of power unfolding. People forget that the articles of impeachment that were actually formulated, you know, in the House of Representatives, you know, against President Nixon included using instruments of national power against the American public in violation of the Constitution. And, you know, we ultimately had a president resigning his office. Of course, Nixon, you know, later said, as you may recall, during the interviews, the Frost interviews, that, you know, if the president says it's not legal, then it's okay. You know, it's legal. I mean, if he says it's okay, it's legal.
Yeah, and along those lines, I want to play this clip for you and get your reactions again. We've had Michael Hayden bragging about what he did in the aftermath of this. This is a clip from Washington and Lee University. And, of course, we've had a lot of discussions about Section 215 of the Patriot Act. They claim that that authorized them to retain all this information from Americans to do dragnet surveillance. The question being, of course, the Patriot Act, does it itself obviously violates our rights under the Constitution. But this is what Michael Hayden had to say about Section 215.
Oh, your talk today about 215? 215 is such a safe haven. 215 is legislated by Congress. I was doing metadata collection under the president's raw Article II authorities from October 7th, 2001 forward.
That's just so amazing to me. Every time I look at that clip, the arrogance of Michael Hayden saying, 215, that was a safe haven, that was done by the Congress, of course, in violation of the Constitution. Then he says, I had orders from the president. He points to his chest. What do we call a system of government where one person makes all the orders, Mr. Drake?
Yeah, it comes under different names, but you know, tyranny, totalitarianism. When you combine it, you know, what people don't fully appreciate yet is extraordinary partnerships that NSA engaged in, had even before 9/11, with a number of telcos and other information technology companies, but particularly the telephone companies. They've had those partnerships for a long, long time. Those are greatly expanded after 9/11. You know, that's a fascist system. This is what happened. I mean, he's actually chortling about the powers that he had.
Yes.
Before things had to be put back into the box once they started being exposed in the press.
Yes, I guess that's one of the things.
Raw executive authority is not the form of government I took an oath to support and defend. In fact, that's an alien form of government that is a direct threat to our republic.
Absolutely. And you can see how much he loves that power in that clip and the other times where he's bragged about this. So you see this is happening, and immediately you start talking to people internally, going through proper channels. This takes a very long time, and in 2004, the DOD Inspector General produces their final report. Tell us about that.
Well, the final report, that had to do with the thin thread and trailblazer requirements. And, you know, it was a secret report. There never was a public version made until shortly after the conclusion of my criminal case, many, many years later. But that report made it clear that, you know, Trailblazer was an utter failure and many billions of money, billions and billions have been spent. But that was just one of the channels that where I blew the whistle. I also was a material witness and whistleblower for two 9/11 congressional investigations. But all of my material evidence, all of the depositions, the oral testimony, all of it was censored and suppressed. In fact, as I found out later, the only record that exists that anybody can find to date, now we're talking over 13 years later, is that I was interviewed. All the actual evidence apparently is buried. What did I tell you? It was so secret that it couldn't even be in the secret report of the joint inquiry.
So they swept all that under the rug. They kept it secret.
Look, the Constitution is suspended. I mean, yeah. I confronted the general counsel on NSA. I said, you're asking me to accept that in the name of national security that we can just simply set aside the Constitution. I said there is a constitutional means in this country. If the laws aren't working or the laws are insufficient, we go to Congress. And he said, if we do that, they'll say no. And what you don't understand, Mr. Drake, we live in exigent conditions. This is emergency conditions. It was the ends, you know, justified the means. And so we just need the data. And it was just extraordinary. It didn't matter where they got it from. It was just, and they had the authority of the president.
Yeah. Yeah. Literally, so we live in an emergency.
So they're gonna follow orders. So obviously something like me getting in the way, standing up, is going to be a marked person. And, you know, I was targeted very early on as a troublemaker. I was targeted very early on as a threat to the orders that are being handed down. And, of course, they kept this very secret. The vast majority of NSA did not know that there was this whole other program in which they had literally turned the United States of America into the equivalent of a foreign nation for vast dragnet electronic surveillance on an extraordinary scale, a scale that has still not been fully revealed to this day, in spite of even the Snowden disclosures, in spite of the disclosures that I made, in spite of the disclosures that others made, although more information has been coming out.
And, of course, that's one of the things that scares us so much is the idea that they're at war with the entire world, including American territory, when we look at the indefinite detention without trial by the U.S. military. As you pointed out, of course, the NSA began and continues as a military intelligence organization. Those are the things that keep us awake at night if we actually look into this abyss. And I want to talk to you, too, about geospatial intelligence and some of those aspects of tracking our activity, looking at our metadata, what the consequences of that are. We have so many things to discuss. I wish we had more time. I want to continue on, though, with what happened with your prosecution when we come back. And after you hit this stone wall of secrecy. In 2005, you contact a reporter and you send her some emails, and it exposes some of what is going on, and then the retaliation starts. When we come back, we're going to talk to Thomas Drake, NSA whistleblower, about how that retaliation looked. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Alex Jones here with a very important news alert for InfoWars listeners. We've confirmed through our major suppliers attempting to resupply Survival Shield X2 Deep Earth Crystals that elite corporations are buying up the supplies all over the world, so prices are going up, and it's very hard to secure it. We have been able to secure a limited supply of the pure Deep Earth Crystals and have now been able to produce more Survival Shield Nascent Iodine X2. This is the good halogen. This is the opposite of the bad halogen.
like fluoride. Now we at InfoWarsLife.com are bringing you the only source of clean, pure 99.99 ultra-pure deep earth crystals from more than 7,000 feet below the earth's surface. Watch the informational videos at InfoWarsLife.com. Discover how transformational pure iodine can be for you and your family. Folks, this isn't hype. Read the reviews for yourself at InfoWarsLife.com or call 888-253-3139.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutral. Neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Turn on the news and you'll hear stories of natural disasters, political unrest, and financial crisis. In times of uncertainty, how will you take care of your family's most basic needs? Food Insurance, America's most trusted provider of freeze-dried emergency food, has solutions that fit your family's needs and budget. Our meals are delicious, nutritious, and come with a guaranteed 25-year shelf life. For a limited time, we are sending a free freeze-dried meal to all listeners of this program. Go to foodinsurance.com and request your free meal today. That's foodinsurance.com.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight. We're talking to Thomas Drake, NSA whistleblower. We're going through the chronology of what happened to him, and we're about at the point where they come after him and allege that he mishandled classified documents. Amazing parallels to what's going on with Hillary Clinton. And amazing the hypocrisy that we see in our government. We're going to go right back to Mr. Drake in just a moment. Real quickly, I want to let you know that we have at InfoWarsLife.com a special today.
30% off of Silver Bullet if you buy one bottle. If you buy two bottles, you can get two for free. That's 50% off. That's our 30 parts per million colloidal silver and a pure base of deionized water. There's a reason listeners have dubbed Silver Bullet as their preparedness silver. That's in stock right now. It's a good time for you to stock up. You can get it, again, for 30% off a single bottle, or you can buy two, get two free. That's at InfoWarsLife.com. Well, Mr. Drake, we were just talking about what happened. You go to the NSA. You began on September 11th, and I want to get to that in this final segment that we have with you as well. What you saw there, you saw Dragnet surveillance. You were concerned about the constitutionality of that. You were concerned about the massive boondoggle waste that was happening. You went through internal channels. You went to the House. There was a report filed. It was kept secret. The public was not notified. Then in 2005, now we get to this point, you go to a reporter at the Baltimore Sun. She writes about what has happened with some of the information that you gave her, non-classified information that you gave her. Now they get into retaliation mode. And in 2007, they raid you, they raid Mr. Binney and others. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I actually contacted a reporter for the first time in late February of 2006 anonymously. I was well aware of the surveillance system. And it was clear that when the James Risen, Eric Lichtblau article was published in December 2005 in New York Times, revealing for the first time publicly the existence of the so-called warrantless wiretapping program, that there, people like myself would no doubt become targets if they launched an investigation. They did that 2 weeks later. Long story short, myself and my colleagues and others became targets because we were some of the few people that actually knew about the Stellar Wind or what came under the president's surveillance program that had been, you know, in the operating the deepest of secrecy since shortly after 9/11. Long story short, I was put under extraordinary surveillance, physical and electronic, and my colleagues were raided unceremoniously and searched in July. And then 4 months later, I was getting ready to go down to the National Defense University where I was teaching. And I looked out my window, and there's a dozen FBI agents streaming across the front lawn, and that's when the nightmare began.
Wow. And you know, even though this has been released by the whistleblowers and after your prosecution, as late as 2013, we had James Clapper still lying publicly to Congress when Ron Wyden asked him about this Dragnet surveillance. He says, no, not to my knowledge. And that was just a few months before Ed Snowden's documents came out. They were still maintaining this line 6 years later that they weren't doing this. Now, tell us what they came after you for, what they alleged that you'd
been saying. About a lie, you know, it travels, yeah, you know, just about all the way around the world before truth even gets its boots on, right? So they're chasing after it. So you just wait for the lie to come around, and then you just, you know, kick it. that's when you notice it. It gets in the way, right? It runs right into the truth, right?
That's right. Never lie. I mean, even though they have all this has come out in your trial, sure, you know, years before, they're continuing to hold to this line. And tell us about these documents that were supposedly classified that you were charged with willful retention of. I mean, I'm looking at some of these titles. What a Success, Regular Meetings, Friends. Volume is Our Friend. I mean, this is the kind of management development stuff that you have to set through in some of these corporations, you know, as part of a requirement, and you can't stay awake. This is ridiculous. This is not anything that is even serious.
It was all a frame job because they wanted to burn somebody. I know from inside sources, Cheney had sent out the edict, find and fry somebody, make an example of them, burn them. And they actually thought that I was a ringleader for disclosing the secret surveillance programs, the program they wanted to keep way off the radar. The last thing they wanted people to know was the public. And so they came after me with everything they had. And ironically enough, it's the very documents that in whole or in part I had given to government investigators looking at Thin Thread, Trailblazer, and 9/11 intelligence. And they're all unclassified. And so ultimately, you know, they took them. They forced classification review, decided they were super top secret, that many of them would cause exceptionally grave damage to the United States of America, the now secure United States, if it was disclosed. And then it took them from November 2007 all the way until April of 2010, now under Obama, not under Bush, but under Obama, to find a way to indict me. And they indicted me under the 1917 World War I era Espionage Act.
And that's, of course, been a favorite of the Obama administration. He's indicted more people under that act than all the previous presidents for the past 100 years combined. Lanny Brewer was the one who oversaw your prosecution. Of course, he was the one who let the banks who were doing money laundering for drug cartels and terrorists, he let them go, saying they were too big to jail. How do you feel about the parallels between your case and what's going on with Hillary Clinton?
It's surreal, I have to tell you. It really is. And, you know, I've had some really interesting flashbacks just seeing all this play itself out. You know, part of me realized the vice grip of national security that she's in. And, you know, this is, you don't trifle with classification. You don't trifle with secrecy. And this is sort of like, you know, this is hardcore religion, right? You're in violation of the doctrine. You're in violation. Now, having said that, there is clearly a double standard.
Yes.
Right? A huge double standard.
Oh,
so
huge.
In my case, blowing the whistle, not leaking, because leaking is not done in the public interest. Most of blowing is, you know,
yes.
Threats to public safety or health, fraud, waste, abuse, violations of law. So whistleblowing in this case, criminalized because you're revealing government misconduct and wrongdoing and violations of law, including violations of the Constitution. But hey, you get to play with the information and send it to your buds and use it for political purposes. We're going to protect you.
And of course, what Hillary Clinton did, William Leonard, his former director of the Information Security Oversight Office, that's the people who do the classification stuff, he said that the stuff that you had should have never been classified. I mean, there's the things like we mentioned before. Let's have regular meetings. Volume is our friend and everything. On the other hand, Hillary Clinton has got intel from foreign leaders, conversations she had with them, or intercepted intelligence that the NSA got. That's the kind of stuff that she has. And the same man who said that your stuff never should have been classified, that they tried to hang you on, William Leonard, said that there's a lot of stuff that Hillary Clinton had that is born classified, whether it was marked that way or when she put it on her computer or whether that was done later.
Precisely. No, I mean, this is why it's so surreal. We're talking about operational intelligence. We're talking about conduct of foreign affairs, very high level diplomacy. You're talking about other channels of information that are extraordinarily sensitive.
We've only got about.
She was on a private server, you know, and she apparently, it turns out, there's a lot of people that she was communicating with via that means.
Absolutely. And so I think, there is certainly a security violation in her case. It certainly was retaliation in yours. Now, we only got a couple of minutes left, and I really wanted to get to this earlier. On 9/11, you pointed out that you saw that there was intelligence that the FBI, the CIA, the NSA had information that they could have stopped this beforehand. Tell us about that.
Well, in summary, there was critical intelligence that was never shared properly, never acted upon, in some cases deliberately so, that could have stopped 9/11 dead in its tracks. And that's just from the NSA side. That doesn't count a lot of the other failures or cover up of information that should have made it for action. I mean, look, the government is supposed to provide for the common defense, and it utterly failed. You know, the entire system was designed after World War II. We would never be surprised again. You know, the quote unquote, never will you again have an electronic Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And yet it's clear that it was also used, you know, there was the Cheney and company were looking for an excuse. I have to say that. I mean, I'm aware of a lot of the theories about 9/11. I'm just saying, when I was at NSA, you can imagine the shock of discovering critical intelligence reports that unfold the entire Al-Qaeda network, which I share with all the investigators, by the way, at the time that I had it. When, in fact, if they had been shared it properly, it could have stopped 9/11. And what did that tell you? So 9/11 happens, and yet they're too big to fail, and oh, is it a huge intelligence failure? And look what unleashed. Okay, that is the consequence of not providing for the common defense.
9/11 happened. They knew, as you point out, they had information. They could have stopped it. They could have looked. They could have made counterintelligence a bigger priority. They deliberately made that a low priority. But, of course, I believe that as we look at this, and Senator Graham has also said there's too many coincidences just to write this off. There had to be somebody kind of quarterbacking this. What do you think of things like, for example, Building 7, which just happened to fall down without even being hit by a plane?
Well, there's a lot of controversy about that, you know, but also housed a lot of secret operations.
KatieArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the most affordable body armor period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, Katie offers soft armor and rifle threat rated armor up to level 4. Go to KatieArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free tactical scarf for a limited time with any body armor package. That's KatieArmor.com. Come and take it.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.